Okay, so we're holding in our discussion about Ma'aseh Matan and Yoni Parnasa. Speak a little bit today about the concept of Yafei Talmud Torah in Derech Eretz, of learning along with making a Parnasa, meaning to say that B'shas HaParnasa, what should be a person's thoughts and just some chizik in that area. So one of the things that Moshe Rabbeinu did in order to clinch the giving of Torah to Bnei Yisrael, the Gemara on Shabbos tells us, is that he said to the Malachim, "Klum masa umatan yesh b'neichem. Do you have any business dealings?" And that apparently was one of the titles that Moshe Rabbeinu used in securing the giving of Torah to Bnei Yisrael. The clients that we have down here as people, we have the inyan of masa umatan. And there's a whole ma'aracha of Talmud Torah as it pertains to being in the business world, in the working world. And we're going to see different perspectives from the tzaddikim, from different chadarim, what the relationship is between Torah and business. B'shas ma'isa and shalom b'shas ma'isa. So the first ma'amakam here we have is a nefesh achayim. Okay, and you know from the cheder of the gra, Talmud Torah was always the ikar. So he's quoting here the Gemara, which tells us the difference between Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai and Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel told Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, many people, they tried doing like Rabbi Shimon, and they weren't successful in having Torah Sumnaso and learning every day, all day long. So Rabbi Shmuel says, Hanek behem minag derech eretz, which means that there should be some type of a ma'aseh matan, some type of a parnasa for the Jewish people. So says the Nefesh HaChaim, Aval ha'inyan, Kivade she'in das Rabbi Shmuel she'i harishus nesuna la'odom lifresh chash v'shalom afsman mu'at mi'izak atar. Rabbi Shmuel doesn't think, doesn't feel, he does not hold that a person can be parish at all, even for a small time from Talmud Torah, and to be oisek in parnasa. If you have bought a losa eis me'isek ha-Torah legarmi chas v'shalom, not at all involved in eisek ha-Torah. So, and this is Merum, as he said in the Lashon of Rabbi Shmuel, Hanheg bohen minhag derech eretz. What's alamar? Imohen, im ha-Divrei Torah. Hanheg bohen, with Talmud Torah, there should be a minhag of derech eretz. Like the Mishnah says, right? Yofet Talmud Torah im derech eretz. Even those times during the day, which is a very short window, he says, that a person is osek in parnasa, what he needs to survive that day, in your mind, right? This is a very strong calling that he's making. That even Rabbi Shmuel, who gives a heter from Minhag Derech Eretz, it means that your mind should be completely absorbed in Talmud Torah. Now, we spoke about that already, that the Liman HaTorah, which is done before davening and after davening, should be a type of a Liman HaTorah that a person is able to think about those inyanim throughout the entire day. So according to Nefesh HaChaim, it's a very strong kesher which one makes with Talmud Torah, that even though he's osek in business throughout the day, his mind, the entire day, is involved in Liman HaTorah. That's you would expect from the cheder of the Gaon, that the whole Torah by the Gaon was an inyan of Talmud Torah. Now, as we proceed along the way from the Chassidus Tzaddikim, we're going to see that it's such a strict calling to Talmud Torah. Take a look at the Pri Chaim. The Pri Chaim is going on the Mishnah. Again, this is what we're speaking about. Yafet Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz, this kesher between Talmud Torah and Derech Eretz. So the Pri Chaim, which is Ram Chaim Zlotchever. So he says, in explaining this thing of Yafa Talmud Torah Derech Eretz, he says, Ratzalomar, Af Bizman Shata Oisib Gidvarim Gashmim. That even while you are involved in Dvarim Gashmim, Im Yesh Tacha Af Zman Katze Be'emsa Ha'isek V'tucha L'matara, if you can find some time, during the time which you're working, to take a break to learn something, T'mayit Ha'isek Be'emsa V'silman Ma'at. Right? Find some time while you're working to learn a little bit of something, kamo shura or shtayim or mishnah achas, maybe a line or two or a mishnah, mashatucha lekatzer beisik beemsta v'silman maat. Al tamer belibcha, don't say mazeh shani lamin mishnah achas. I'm going to learn one mishnah. Ela tagdil beinecha iskacha b'torah v'avedas Hashem. That it should be very choshev in your eyes. Talmud Torah and avedas Hashem shata poyel lamala ad ma'oid v'atam achrei kol olam. You know how great this is to learn just one mishnah, one line of learning in the middle of work. He says, this is Avodas Hashem Yisparach. So what he's saying here is not the very sharp expectation of the Nefesh HaChaim that a person has the entire time, his mind should be working in Talmud Torah. We have to know who we're speaking to here. Right? We're speaking, I'm sure, to different groups of people. That to a person that he has to be very much in that he feels that he has to be very much involved in his mind and the work which he's doing. At least says the Pri Chayim that a person should find time to chap a little bit here before he goes into a meeting, that he learns a little bit, or after, that he finds times to break, and to be able to learn a little bit. In that way, that a person is osik in Torah the entire day. That there's not a break, there's a constant flow. That the morning was davening, the morning was learning, that I was makdish that time, that's my base of mikdash of the day, that's my Shabbos of the day, and then I go into the work. Afal pich in there, I should find pockets of time for Talmud Torah, so there's a hamshacha, and that gives an entire avira of Talmud Torah and Kedusha, even while the person is working. The Majitzer, the Divrei Yisrael in Parshas Vayeshev, he's going on the pasuk which says about Yosef, that we spoke about yesterday in the afternoon shir, that the Torah tells us that Yosef was, that he was Vahi Hashem es Yosef, the Shem Shamayim was Shogu Befiv, that Hashem was always in his mouth, V'chol Hashem Yatzliach, everything which he did, Hashem was Matzliach Biyado. So he's going on this word Biyado, the saying of Shem Shamayim Shogu Befiv. So in the middle of this piece, he explains that Kenu Yishlam Rakach, the Yadua Amram Zal, Chazal tell us, Yafet Hamotayim Derech Eretz. So how does he explain this? Hainu, Biyado Yasak B'Derech Eretz. That's why it says, Biyado, with your hand, you should be Oisach in Derech Eretz, U'Befiv Yasak B'Torah. U'Vachain, if you do so, then Hashem is Matziach Biyado, as it says, Yagia Kapecha Kaysaycha L'Ashrecha V'Tovlach. It says, the Pasuk is, Yagia Kapecha Davka. Right, that your hands should toil. Doesn't say yagia picha. Means to say that a person should involve his hands and his body should be inside the work which he does, but his mouth should be osek in Torah. So he says this is pshat and pasuk. Vayar adoinav ki Hashem ito v'chol ashehu oiseh Hashem matziach biyado dafka pirush shira that the master Potiphar saw shekol ashehu oiseh b'derech eretz hurak biyado l'befiv. He saw that everything Yosef does, he's just moving things with his hands. He's just working with his hands. That's where his hands are. His hands are in the work. Uma osa befiv, but where's his mouth? That's why Rashi says, you want to know where his mouth is? His mouth is Shem Shemam Shag Befiv. Hainu Torah Utfila. Hainu Biyado Isak Biderech Eretz Ubefiv Shem Shemam Shag Befiv. And when he saw that, he understood why he was Matzliach. So we have two parts. We have the Yadayim of the Isak, and we have the Peh of the Isak. So we saw from the Nefesh HaChaim that his mind should be completely absorbed in Talmud Torah. And we saw from the Pri Chaim that even if his mind is not absorbed in Talmud Torah, at least he should find time during the working day for Talmud Torah. Says the Majitzer, by Yosef Atzadik, we see this was the secret to his success. That he was Matzliach Biyado because his hands were involved. But his mind and his mouth, they were Shem Shemayim Shogu Befiv. But at least he broadened the spectrum a little bit, that it's not just Talmud Torah, although the Mishnah says, Yafa Talmud Torah, Deacheretz, that he was involved in Tfilos too. That he was Shem Shemayim Shag Befiv means in Torah and in Tefillah. That he was mispal, that he should be Matzliach. He was mispal for all different types of things. That he didn't just use the day, that he should be completely thrown into the inyan of Esek and Melacha. That he was kosher to Torah and Tefillah, like we said before. That a person's Torah and Tefillah in the morning should be so strong that it creates a chevel, it creates a rope, that when he goes down into the workplace, he's still attached to that Torah and Tefillah. That's what we see by Yosef, Shem Shemayim Shag Befiv. And when a person is, when he does that in that way, then he's matzliach biyado. He's zechet to hatzlacha, because all the malacha is tali biyado. The Kedusha Slevi on Avos, he's going on that which we mentioned in a few shurim ago. Tosos is kasha. On the one hand, the Gemara tells us tchilas dino shel adam is b'talmud Torah. That the first din of a Jew is in regards to his limud ha-Torah. Yet we find that the first question which is asked is nasata v'nasata bi'amuna. How was your business dealings? And then we're asked about kviyas itin la-Torah. So he explains, v'nir, about seven lines down here, the really sheila achasi, it's really one question. We saw mahalach like this before in the Satmar Rebbe. The haba ha-talya, kevin te esek b'masa umatin b'amuna shapir asak b'Torah. That when a person does esek, and masu matan be'amuna, that's called osik b'Torah. And he says, I have a takana la'anashim arshayim ufuzayim ba'osik masu matan. So this is a gevaldik takana now, that even though a person has to be osik in his parnasa, ki tzarchi yisrael merubim, because we have lots of needs, hi chichol masuk b'Torah b'shashim oskim b'masu matan. And Zavon Malach says, b'chol d'vechach da'ehu. So he explains what this means, b'chol d'vechach da'ehu. He says as follows, ki hinei, b'shash adam hodich b'shok, when a person goes to work, and he's poigesh beish, and he doesn't want to look at her clothes, and he remembers that Chazal say in the Shulchan Aruch that it's also lehistakel beish and lehistakel bebigdik tivanim shalisha. So he remembers that halacha. He's learning Torah at that moment. Or if he's in the shuk, which is a makom hefker, and he can lie, and he doesn't lie, and he remembers that which the Torah says lo sechachashu. So he's learning at that moment too. And he's not being motzi shaker. So skip a little bit. V'chen kishabal l'chanusai, after that break over there, when he goes to the office, uvo adam likach etzlev v'nei slamidu v'hen tzedek v'hin tzedek. Right, if he's honest in his dealings, right, and that when a person pays $20 and he gets $10 change, he gives him back $10 change, and he doesn't do aina on the prices. That means at that time he's thinking about the pasuk of what eifas tzedek v'hin tzedek yelach, to be honest in business dealings. So it says the Kedushas Levi, nimsa'im osik b'masa matan b'emuna, if a Jew is faithful and true and honest in his business dealings or throughout the day, azay hulay mid gamkein, he's learning Talmud Torah too. Says he's thinking and learning the entire time. He's learning Torah the entire day. So we said we now have a gevaldik answer to Tosfos' kasha, that they ask you first nasata v'sata b'emuna memeidla, that's also called a Torah. That's called tchilas dina shalom ala Torah. That nasata v'nasat b'emuna is kviyus itim haTorah. That is, that a person is being oisik in Torah. So shaper domi tchilas dina sh'odom b'isik haTorah. It really goes very nicely. What the Medrash says, the Mechalot and Parshas B'Shalach says, recorded this for Ramban the other day, v'hayosher be'inov tazeh ze masa umatan. So the Medrash finishes as follows. Shekol mi shenosei v'nosin b'emuna, Ruach habiyos noichem menu. If a person is honest in his business dealings, then ruach habiyos noichem menu. Umalin alav ki ilu kiyam kol haTorah kula. It's very nice. Why is nasatav and nasat b'menu ki ilu kiyam kol haTorah kula? We see it's very chashuv. That's tchilas dina shel adam. Okay, we're saying it's very nice. As a kedushas levi, it works very nice with that kedushas levi. That is ki ilu kiyam kol haTorah kula, because the workplace is the place where you engage in all the mitzvot atzayir. Anything can come up there. There's so many mitzvahs that we have to do lemaisa. When a person is davening, when he's learning Torah, so okay, he's engaged in Torah, Talmud, Torah, and tefillah. But when does he get to put this into maisa? Right? That's called the workplace, where you have to go on business. Whatever you do, you're involved in all the halachas of the Torah. They all come up when outside of the Beis HaMedrash. So mamela, since a person is thinking and is learning and he has to put that lemaisa, we overlook that. We only think of it as maisa, but it's really machshava too. You're thinking and learning. You're thinking about the halachas of Shulchan Aruch. You're thinking about the sugyas which you learned. That means to say that the entire day a person is always a kol haday, kol hayom in Talmud Torah. Take a look at the stipler also, this last Mar Makam. He says, he quotes B'Sefer Toldos Yeshua. He says the mission of us, in batalta be'ez sheish l'chapnai, if you mevat the Torah when you can learn Torah, then az yisbu mimcha oid al yaser hazmanim shebitalta ki dehazak av liyazman. If you're mevatel Torah when you could learn Torah, then all the other times, even where you can't learn Torah, it's going to be a tefi on you. However, the Mishnah says, "In betalta b'Torah yesh lecha schar harbi kenegdecha." If you are amal in Torah be'ish shaylecha pnai yesh le schar harbi litenecha. Then you have a lot of schar. Hainu afilu be'ad yesh kol ha'pa'ula shasisa. Even the other things that you did, which you needed to do, like you were working, you're going to get schar talmud Torah for that. Me'achas shekulan ha'yusibus lahashim ratan Hashem yisbarach. Since that whole thing was that you were able to, your ikur vayu was learning, ikur vayu was davening, and you're working because you have to, right? So because you're working because you have to, and you show Hashem that when you could learn, you do learn, that all the time which you do, which you're involved in working, it's also called Tzchar Talmud Torah. So we have different ways here of seeing how Talmud Torah works and blends in with the work. The Yafa Talmud Torah and Derech Eretz. According to Nefesh HaChaim, a person has to be shaku and learning the entire day. The Pri Chaim said that if you can find even a little bit of time during the day while you're working to learn in Torah, that's also gevaldik. The Majlis said that a person should work with his hands with thinking in Torah and Tefillah throughout the day. The Kedushas Levi said when you're thinking about the different halachas which you have to do during the day while you're working, that's also Talmud Torah right there. And the Binyan Olam, the Stipler says that if a person, even if he's not doing all those things, if he's not thinking and learning, he's not davening while he's working, but at least when he finds time to learn, he used that opportunity to learn, that means that everything is being mishamish that, and memel, even if you're not actually learning, you get tzchar talmud Torah while you're working, because everything is tafel to your talmud Torah. So we see a different mahalchim and how to blend together talmud Torah with the derech eretz. Have a great day. Okay.